This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump has just landed at LAX and will soon tour some of the wildfire damage in Southern California. Earlier, he met with Hurricane Helene victims in North Carolina.
We really believe he's going to help here.
He's going to help everything.
Here.
He's going to make changes, good changes.
One big change may be doing away with FEMA.
FEMA has really let us down, let the country down, and I don't know if that's Biden's fault or whose fault it is, but we're going to take over and we're going to do a good job.
CBS's Weijia Jiang says Trump wants states to head their own disaster relief efforts.
And he floated the idea of taking all of that money and just paying directly to the states. And we want to be clear here that he does not have the unilateral authority to do that, even though he has said he has signed an executive order to get that ball rolling. Congress would have to give him permission to essentially reorganize a federal agency.
Tonight, the Senate will vote on the nomination of Pete Hegseth for Defense Secretary. CBS's Caitlin Huey-Byrne says he appears to have enough votes for confirmation.
There's actually not a lot that Democrats can do to stop this nomination from going forward.
Hamas and Israel will conduct another hostage prisoner swap tomorrow. More from CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
Hamas announced the names of four female Israeli hostages it plans to release tomorrow, all of them soldiers. In exchange, Israel is expected to free 200 Palestinian prisoners. Similar swaps are due to take place every Saturday during the six-week ceasefire.
President Trump's immigration crackdown is underway. ICE agents have arrested and deported hundreds of migrants. CBS's Christina Phan has more on one raid in Newark, New Jersey.
Newark is considered a sanctuary city, and its mayor is condemning the raid, calling it a violation of the Fourth Amendment. He says the city will not stand idly by while people are being unlawfully terrorized.
President Trump has pulled Dr. Anthony Fauci's federal security detail.
It's the latest in a string of actions taken against former Trump aides who became critical of the president. Dr. Fauci, who advised the president during the COVID pandemic, became a target of many Trump supporters and received many death threats. Former President Joe Biden gave Fauci a preemptive pardon just before he left office, citing incoming President Trump's threats of retribution. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The National Zoo in Washington, D.C. debuted two new pandas from China today. This woman brought her family from Ohio to see them.
It's just fantastic to be able to experience this as a family.
You can watch the new pandas on the zoo's Panda Cam, it's up and running now. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need three more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, I have to tell you, I was just looking on eBay where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
If you still have TikTok on your phone, you could cash it in.
TikTok users are paying ridiculous sums to buy old, banged-up phones that still have the app after the Supreme Court upheld a ban a week ago. Though President Trump delayed it for 75 days, the app's still not available for download on Apple or Google again. There are thousands of offerings on eBay for phones that still have it, some asking as much as $25,000. Tech experts warn buying a phone that hasn't been wiped is risky business. It could include spyware and other viruses that endanger your privacy. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A bear that attacked a man in Pennsylvania this week has tested positive for rabies. Andrew Nyrer was walking along a trail in Carbon County when the bear started biting and scratching him. A neighbor shot the bear. Nyrer says it could have been a lot worse, but he's okay. Rabies in bears is rare, especially during the winter when they hibernate. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, a few flurries tonight and lows in the mid-teens. A mix of sun and clouds and blustery tomorrow, highs in the low 30s. Mostly sunny Sunday, highs upper 20s. A January thaw into next week, highs climbing through the 30s, even a few 40s. Currently it's 17 degrees.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN just after 6. Welcome to the weekend. I'm Chris Morrow with a great lineup of timeless tunes for you all the way through the weekend, along with high school basketball. Tonight, Dominican takes on St. Cat's. The pregame coming up at 6:30, tip-off at 7 o'clock. Dick Graceffa has the call right here on WRJN.
In the cool of the evening, everything is getting kind of groovy. Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking. Smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. We'll be right back.
just like a ghost. You've been a haunt in my dreams, so I propose. On Halloween, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. Spooky, spooky, oh, oh, all right. I said spooky, oh, yeah, yeah. I said spooky.
From Radio Park to historic Horlick Field, local news and timeless hits.
Hits on WRJN, a great weekend soundtrack playing for you. Terry Hovell with Rock and Roll Never Forgets. Tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, all the great songs that you may remember some of. You may need a little jog in your memory for others, but he's got the stories and all the stuff that goes with it. Rock and Roll Never Forgets. Saturdays, 10 o'clock, here on WRJN. High school basketball tonight, 6:30. It's the pregame, 7 o'clock the tip for Dominican and St. Cats.
this morning, you were on my mind.
Hits on WRJN. Hi, Chris Morrow here. Friday night underway. We had some great high school basketball action earlier this week. We kind of got lucky because the game between, who was it? It was Lutheran, Racine Lutheran and Racine Park was supposed to be on Tuesday night, and it got postponed because of cold weather, so we were able to carry it on Wednesday. What a game. Racine Lutheran loses their winless season, but Park showed up big time on Wednesday night. Tonight, another great matchup. Dominican at St. Catharines. The pregame coming up here at 6:30. The tip-off at 7 o'clock. Dick Graceffa has the call of the game tonight. High school basketball on WRJN.
Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. X-Golf Kenosha is your winter golfing destination. Perfect your swing on one of seven state-of-the-art simulators. Then stay warm and celebrate with tasty food and drinks. Be sure to follow X-Golf Kenosha on Facebook and Instagram for the latest updates, promotions, and exclusive discounts. X-Golf delivers an unforgettable experience. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road. X Golf, where golf season never ends.
Bowden Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Attention, are you or a loved one suffering complications after taking Ozempic or Wegovy? These medications may be linked to serious gastrointestinal illnesses. If you've been hospitalized and diagnosed with gastroparesis, chronic vomiting, deep vein thrombosis, or experienced intestinal blockage requiring surgery, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call 888-900-LAW-1 today for a free consultation. That's 888-900-LAW-1. Paid for by Tort Defenders. Tort Defenders is not a law firm and does not provide legal services.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles in Southridge Mall and Gurney Mills Mall.
Did someone miss out on the perfect holiday gift? Fill the gap with action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, and so much more. Explore a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between, where every shelf tells a story. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 worth of gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hits WRJN. The weekend's here. That means high school basketball's here. 6:30 the pregame for Dominican at St. Cat's coming right up. Hits on WRJN. Looking forward to high school basketball on the way in just moments. Dominican and St. Catharines. Dick Graceffa has the call. Enjoy the game. Enjoy the weekend.
You got a smile so bright. You know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight. You know.
Special sports presentation on WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. It's time for high school sports with Racine sportscaster Dick Graceffa. All season long, we're covering the best prep games here on WRJN. Now let's head out to the game and Dick Graceffa.
Tonight again, we have some bonus coverage for you as the JV one game still has 7 minutes remaining, with Dominican leading 58-39 over St. Catharines. So I'll turn it over to Dylan Dooley to take you through the last 6 minutes and 50 seconds.
Thanks, Dick. Dominican bringing the ball down with that 58-39 lead here in the second half of action from the McGuire Gymnasium, home of the St. Catharines Angels. Dominican now looking to drive, tipped away by the Angels. Stolen now by the Angels. They're going down. Strzewski passes it over to Reed. Reed looks to put up a shot. He sinks that one. 41-58 our score. 6:15 and counting here in our bonus coverage. Stay tuned for our normal pregame programming. Tonight we'll bring you our wishsports.net minute along with our week 8, I believe, coaches poll from Wish Sports as well. Both are luxuries that we have. Dominican will be at the line now shooting 2. Bryson Jackson for Dominican. He puts up his free throw attempt. That one off the back of the rim and out, no good. 58-41 remains our score with 6:08 to go here in the second half. Be plenty of bonus coverage here tonight as we still have a good amount of time left in the game. He puts up his second free throw attempt. That one's in and out. Rebound to the St. Catharines Angels. They push it up the floor now. Strzuski on the drive over to Krajabel. He puts up a shot. That one no good. Going for the rebound, St. Catharines on the floor, kicks out. Big three-pointer by Nazir Barker, 44-58. Steal now on the inbound by the Angels. It was Tyquise Reed, 46-58. A little bit of momentum swing here now for the Angels. They get another steal on the defensive end of the floor. Dominican tried to steal it there, but it goes out of bounds where the St. Catharines Angels will retain possession off that steal. Inbounding it now for the Angels. They get it over to Reed. Reed pushing it up the floor. He could drive all the way down. He passes it over to his teammate. Barker puts up a shot. That one no good. Dominican now turns it over to the Angels. Angels once again to Barker. Barker puts up a shot. That one is good. 50-248. Dominican now brings up the ball. They put up a three of their own. That one in and out, no good. Gets the rebound, puts up another shot attempt, no good. St. Catharines now trying to go too quick. They throw it over the head of Barker, and that one goes out of bounds. Into the game now for the Angels, Christian Sewell. And we'll have a timeout on the floor. You're listening to high school basketball on DG Sports. Once again, bonus coverage here tonight in this JV1 contest. We'll also be bringing you, during our pregame programming, interviews. Excuse me, the WisSports.net minute, there's no interviews on there. That's brought to you by Travis Wilson of WisSports.net. You'll also be hearing our Week 8 coaches poll, along with our other pregame programming. Dick always does a wonderful job with that, and we'll be bringing you more of that here tonight. Once again, you're listening to high school basketball on DG Sports, covering all 10 Racine City and County High Schools. So, 58-48 is our score. 4:57 to go here in the second half of action from the McGuire Gymnasium Bob Letch floor. Dominican now on the inbound. They get it up to Dilworth. Dilworth puts up a shot. That one no good. Rebound to the Angels. Pushing it up the floor now is Reed. Reed looking to blow past the Dominican defender. He gets fouled. Trying to go past him. He gets held. On the foul there was Cabral. His first, team's fourth. Angels now inbounding it from the side court. Carbajal on the inbound, looking for an Angel. He finally finds one in Barker. Barker now looking for a teammate. He doesn't find one, puts up a shot. That one drops, 50-58. Angels still trying to come back from that lead. Dominican now pushing it up the floor. They get over to Dilworth in the corner. He kicks it out over to Cabral. He's looking to isolate that St. Catharines defender. He finds his teammate over on the wing. Over to number 20. They don't have a 20 listed here on the roster. They get it inside to 34. He kicks it back out to 20. Fortunately, missing some of the numbers here on the roster. Maybe some players are playing up from that JV2 team. They get it inside to 34. He puts up a shot and good for the Knights. 60-50 is our score. 3:45 and counting here in the second half. St. Cat's quick to push it up the floor. Barker puts up a shot. That one off the front rim. No good. He gets his own rebound. He puts up a shot of his own and is fouled. Nazir Barker fouled in the act of shooting. So he'll get two free throws here at the 3:36 mark. Foul is on 34 of the Knights. That's his third. Barker puts up the first shot. That one drops. 51-60 is our score here from Racine, Wisconsin. Thank you, everybody, who's tuning in to tonight's broadcast. This is our bonus coverage once again. Barker now putting up the second one. That goes off the back of the rim. Rebound to the Knights. Knights pushing it up the floor now. It's 25, Cabral. He puts up a shot. That's rebounded by the Angels. Stolen away. Ooh. Wheeler, they're going to have for the foul. I don't know if I agree with that one necessarily. I think he knocked the ball out of his hands, but closely contested game. And the Angels will be inbounding the ball once again here. We are up in the little cove here in the corner. Kind of a skybox. St. Catharines now puts up a three. That one no good. Rebound to Reed. Reed kicks it out over to Vincent. Vincent now kicks it back over to Strzuski, who puts up a shot of his own, and that one goes in. That Dominican lead was at 20 at one point, now down to 7. St. Cat steals the ball once again, puts up a shot. Strzuski's blocked at the rim. St. Cat's will retain possession underneath the basket. Checking back in for Dominican now, number 30. Again, we are missing some names and numbers for that Dominican roster. St. Catharines from the corner now. Vincent puts up a three of his own. That one's in and out, no good. Rebound to the Knights. A lot of bodies falling on the floor for the ball. And goes off of St. Catharines. Out of bounds where the Knights will get possession. 2:51 and counting here in this second half of action. Dominican now on the rebound. 25 brings it up the floor. He looks to find his teammate on the wing. That's 30. He gets it inside over to 34, who kicks it back out to 20. Again, sorry, folks, we do not have all the numbers and names for Dominican, only some of them. They get it back into the corner here, right underneath us. 30 puts up a shot of his own. That's a three, no good. Three now puts up a shot of his own. Jimmy Wheeler, and was fouled in the act of shooting. He'll get two shots at the line. St. Catharines' foul was on Strzuski. That's his third, team's ninth. Wheeler now looking to put up his first shot of two. That one drops. 61-53 is our score. 2:23 and counting here from the Bob Letch floor at the McGuire Gymnasium in Racine, Wisconsin. Beautiful field gymnasium here. Not a field house. There's no track, but it is a beautiful gymnasium. Wheeler now puts up his second shot. That one drops as well. 62-53, 9-point game, 2:20 and counting here in this second half of bonus coverage. Reed pushes it up the floor, tries to find Strzuski, overshoots him, and it goes out of bounds. Dominican will get possession once again. 2:18 and counting, bringing up the ball for them, 25. Now he kicks it over to 34, who gets it to 20 for the Dominican. He is pressured heavily by Sewell of St. Catharines. He gets it over to 34. A lot more pressure, forces the ball to be tipped around, goes into the backcourt, but Dominican recovers. 20 now on the kick to 30. 30 looking for Cabral. He's trying to run isolation at the top of the key. Pressure applied by Barker of the St. Cat's defense. Now 30 on a drive. He puts a shot up. That one sinks. 64-53, 135 and counting here in this second half. Strzuski takes it baseline to baseline. He puts up a shot. That one no good. Dominican on the rebound now. He looks to drive. 25 takes it all the way to the rim, and it gets denied by the rim itself. St. Catharines Strzuski pushing it up the floor and is fouled by Wheeler. 119 in the second half. 11-point game. Strzuski will be going to line in the bonus. It'll be a 1-1 situation here as he looks to narrow that lead back to 10. Strzuski now putting up that free throw attempt. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound to the Knights. Bringing it up the floor now, 34 for the Knights. He looks ahead, gets it to 30. 30 on the drive. Defended by Strzuski. And Kabarjal slides underneath and will be called for the foul, putting St. Catharines into that double bonus category. So Dominican will be shooting two free throws, and he fouled the rest of the way. At the line is 30 for Dominican. He puts up the first one off the front of the iron. No good. Back into the game for the Angels. Javon Vinson. 30 now, looking to put up his second free throw attempt. That one goes in and out. Rebound to the Angels. He's fouled. Correction, travel. We get a little better vantage point up here than they get down on the floor. So we may see things a little differently throughout the night than they will be called. Inbounding now, Dominican. On the inbound is 30. Looking for a teammate. He finds it in 34. Puts up a shot. Called a travel. And the possession will go back to St. Cats. So we have a minute, just over 1 minute remaining here in this contest. Still an 11-point game. Heavy press pressure by the Knights. They get the inbound over to Reed. Reed looks to fake the pass to his teammate. Brings it up the floor. Trying to get Strzuski. A little too powerful, but it falls into the hands of Kabarjal. Kabarjal now in the corner. He puts up a three. That one no good. Way overshot that one. Rebound to the Knights. They're bringing the ball up the floor. Get it into 34. He puts in the score. That'll all but do it as this one extends to a 13-point lead. 66-53. St. Cats now bringing up the ball. Stolen away by the Knights. 35 seconds left. 13-point game. Dominican JV2 took the early cap of the night by almost 40 points in that one. Dominican coach now taking a timeout, but he only wants it for substitutions. He'll be charged whatever timeout he has left, whether it's a full or 30, but they're not looking to use the timing. So now the ball will go back to Dominican. The Knights now looking to inbound it. They get it over to 21. Who kicks it out to Old Coyote. He puts up a three of his own. That one is good. 69-53 with 15 seconds to go. They get the St. Cats brings up the ball, but that goes off his hand out of bounds. 7 seconds to go here. This should be our final score of 69-53. And it is as Old Coyote is dribbling it out. So 69-53, final score here in our JV1 contest. We'll be playing our intro music once again, and then we'll be getting our regular pregame schedule. Thank you for tuning in to our bonus coverage here on DG Sports and WRJN.
McGuire Gym, Letch Floor. It's high school basketball on DG Sports. Tonight it's a Metro Classic Conference game between two perennial powers. The Dominican Knights, 9-4 overall, 4-2 in conference, versus the St. Catharines Angels, 10-3 overall, 4-1 in conference, ranked number 8 this week in the WISSports.net Division III coaches poll. Hello again, everyone. Dick Rousseff along with Dylan Dooley producing the broadcast. Dominican defeated Martin Luther 83-54 in their last contest. St. Cats defeated Two Rivers 67-50. Picked by the Wisconsin Basketball Yearbook to finish second in the Metro Classic Conference, the Knights are led in scoring by Aaron Romach, the third, 29 points per game, Ziyar Jones, 18 points per game, and Amari Nixon, 14 points per game. Strengths for Dominican are winning, teamwork, and work ethic. Question marks are size, experience, scoring, defense, and rebounding. The Angels are led in scoring by Lamont Hamilton, 30 points per game. Picked by the Wisconsin Basketball Yearbook to win the Metro Classic Conference, their strengths and question marks were highlighted in a previous opening. Last year, Dominican won both meetings between the two teams. Keys to the game, first for the Knights. They'll want to push the ball up the floor and win a high-scoring game. Continue to feed Romach for scoring quickly. Give Hamilton his points and shut down the other four Angels. My keys to the game for the Angels: continue to go through Hamilton on the offensive end. Continue to grow on the defensive end, giving up points, and must be much better at the charity stripe. The JV2 game was won by Dominican. We did not have a final score on that, only that it was won handily by the Dominican Knights. The JV1 game concluded. Dylan brought you that bonus coverage. It was Dominican 69, St. Catharines 53. So at this time, I'll turn it over to Dylan to hear from our sponsors and patrons real quickly.
Thanks, Dick. Tonight's game is brought to you by our terrific sponsors, Roma Lodge on Spring Street in Racine, Lings on Lathrop, Sitco and Convenience Store in Racine, Gordy Boucher Lincoln in West Dallas, Financial Service Group of Racine, Frater and the Medical College of Wisconsin, Cancer Network, Docs on the Fox in Waterford, Habish, Habish and Rotier, the personal injury attorneys. Our patrons, Chris Gorman, Gary Schoner, Bob Letch, Tim Owens, Jim Rammel, Jason Treitler, Ryan Thompson, Brian Polda, Mike Puchinski, Greg Owens, Johnson Park Golf Course in Racine, Casey Robbins, and Jason Atanasoff. You're listening to high school basketball on DG Sports, covering all 10 Racine City and County schools.
All right, thank you, Dylan. Let's take a moment now to run down the WISSports.net coaches poll for week 8. In Division 1, it's still Wisconsin Lutheran, even being handed their first loss in that top position, followed by DePere, Kettle Moraine, and Wanakee. In Division 2, it's Mount Horeb, followed by Slinger, Nicolet. Racine Park checks in at number 4. Don't be surprised if they go up in week 9 after defeating unbeaten Racine Lutheran in a game we covered on Wednesday night. In the 10th spot this week, after being unranked, is Waterford. So Waterford checks in for the first time this year. In Division 3, it's a Milwaukee Academy of Science, followed by Freedom. Racine Lutheran is in the 3rd spot. Expect them to drop after being defeated by Park. Lake Mills is 4th. Lakeside Lutheran is 5th. Checking in at number 8 this week, up one spot from 9 last week, is Racine St. Catharines. In Division 4, it's Bondole, followed by Mineral Point, Aquinas, Roncalli, and Partyville. And finally, in Division 5, it's Royal, followed by North Crawford, Highland, Southwestern, and Sheboygan Lutheran. And with that, We'll turn it over and we'll listen to Travis Wilson's WISSports.net minute for this week.
Over 85,000 student athletes participate in high school athletics in the state of Wisconsin every year. WSN, Wisconsin Sports Network, is an integrated publishing company with a focus on these student athletes, their communities, families, friends, fans, and coaches. Their website, wissports.net, a terrific resource for everything high school sports. As a proud WSN media partner, we're happy to bring you this message from wissports.net manager Travis Wilson.
Plenty of changes in the latest boys' hoops rankings, plus a look ahead to this weekend. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. There were loads of losses by ranked teams last week, leading to quite a few shakeups in the Week 8 WISSports.net boys basketball coaches poll that came out on Tuesday. Wisconsin Lutheran went down to Breck, Minnesota at the Midwest Players Classic, but the Vikings managed to narrowly stay on top of the Division I poll. They have a big-time rivalry game on Thursday when they travel to Pewaukee. Similarly, Mount Horeb suffered an out-of-state loss to Caledonia at the Midwest Players Classic, but managed to stay number one in Division II. Milwaukee Academy of Science stays on top of D3. Bondiwell took advantage of losses by Mineral Point and Aquinas above them to move to the top of the Division IV rankings. Royal is the new top team in Division V, replacing Sheboygan Lutheran, who suffered a pair of losses last week. There are some other compelling matchups on the schedule later this week. In Friday action, Notre Dame will travel to De Pere in a game that is expected to be a sellout, while a couple top five teams in Division V will meet up when North Crawford hosts Southwestern. A new WISSports.net girls basketball coaches poll came out earlier this week as well. Kimberly is undefeated and stays atop Division I. Tosa East remains on top of D2, with Oostburg the number one team in D3. The Prairie School and Albany Monticello are atop D4 and D5 respectively. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
All right, thank you to Travis Wilson for that WISSports Minute. Now let's take a moment to run down the starters for both teams, starting with the visiting Dominican Knights. Starting at guard, 5'9", junior Demetrius Taylor. Starting at forward, 6'4", junior Amari Nixon. Starting at guard, 6'3", sophomore Zayar Jones. Starting at guard, 6'1", senior Kyron Miles, and starting at forward, 6'6", senior Aaron Romack III. Your head coach, Steve Showalter. Now your starters for the St. Catharines Angels. Starting at guard, 5'8", sophomore Jaden Phillips. Starting at guard, 5'11", junior Lamont Hamilton. Starting at guard, 5'10", junior Eddie Vincent Jr. Starting at forward, 6'4", 6', junior Richard Watson. And starting at forward, 6'3", junior A.C. Ward. Your head coach, Ryan Thompson. So those are your starters for both teams. The Knights, they'll be dressed in their away green uniforms with the white trim. The Angels will be dressed in their home white uniforms with the gold and black trim. And with that, we'll step away for 2 minutes to hear from some of our sponsors.
Thank you, Dick.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bains AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bains AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Once again, our broadcast tonight brought to you by our terrific sponsors, Roma Lodge on Spring Street in Racine, Lings on Lathrop, Sickville and Convenience Store in Racine,